In a Don and Mike Show contest, how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a stamp and a stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Newark, New Jersey on our line for Republicans.
All right. My question is, at what point did you hear, did the power brokers that be in charge of the networks turn the power over to boards of directors? With the exception of, say, Michael Eisner today, you never really hear the name of the person in charge of the network, with few exceptions. Like, for example, you have a Michael Eisner in charge of Disney, and you have Michael Maris Taint in charge of the Don and Mike Show.
I think the times were different.
Let me see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Agree
on only one thing. I'm over here now.
I had it out there here with the likes of you people.
You know, Mike is not here, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay.
But Buzz, I thought for sure I'd get a break today.
No, not today. No, I sold the ticket.
Because, yeah, I'm surprised. I hear the Mike's been in a car accident. I arrive to work, and immediately, as I get out of my car, I just start massaging my buttocks.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, you know what? It's going to be like a Saturday.
You should prepare.
It's going to be like a weekend day.
No, not for you.
A day off with pay.
Uh-uh.
But no, Buzz is up there, and he's got all of the migrant workers. They've got the fires going, and they're cooking the various foods from the various origins of port. And,
right.
and Buzz is there wearing a Carnival Barker hat.
Yeah. You like it?
And it's Buzz up there saying, come one, come all.
Step right up.
Watch the sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Watch it. And today, I don't even know the item that was used. Buzz?
It was my cane that matched the Barker's hat.
The cane.
Oh, yes.
And the business end of the cane.
Yes.
And anyway, all of that so that I will say, here's Buzz.
Thank you, Don.
So there he is.
Hi, Don, and hi, Mike, wherever you are.
So the question is, where is Mike?
Where is Mike?
And I, for one, no, he's not dead, Rob.
Not dead. Okay.
I, for one, would be the last to laugh at anyone else's misfortune.
Of course.
But now I understand that it most likely was not his fault.
Most likely not. He's actually a very careful driver.
Yes.
Oh.
Except when Lisa's at the car.
Or except when we're going to the train station.
Right. No, he's a pretty good record, especially compared to you and me.
Yeah. Right. Compared to you and me, he's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm in the back of a police car.
Oh, dear.
I've been there.
I'm not in the back of a police car because I'm in trouble. I'm just filling out a couple of forms.
Ah, gotcha. What happened?
Well, I'm bleeding from the head.
Well, that's every day, but what happened?
I was in a line to, get on the highway, and a lady that was two cars in back of me apparently was not paying attention and rear-ended the car in back of me, which was stopped, and that drove that car into me.
Ooh.
And then my car got hit, and then my head got knocked into the dashboard.
Ouch. I hope they don't give you the FST.
What's that?
You know, field sobriety test.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I normally start drinking at about 7, and this morning I stopped. And usually at 8:30 I'm pretty well gone, but today I'm actually doing pretty well.
So
yeah, I'm a little drunk, but I mean nothing really bad.
So what is the status now? Did you have your rich guy sports car, or you're driving?
I have my rich guy sports car, and the rich guy sports car is not that badly damaged. It's just the left side is kind of caved in underneath the exhaust pipe.
Not badly.
I was able to open my trunk, which is always a good sign because my golf bag towel had sprung out of the trunk and was hanging there like a red flag. But I'm just moments away from being on my merry way. I can't say the same for the other two individuals. I don't want to mention any names or anything like that, but there's some issues here with the cop, with one of the drivers.
Oh, and, Mike,
Suspended, say, Eisen's way.
Let me just say, as your friend,
and legal counsel,
as your partner, and as your legal counsel, your neck hurts badly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not kidding you. The down low, right in my lower extremities, I got a little. It feels like I wrenched my back a little bit, I'm starting to see double.
And he turns now like Tim McWilliams now.
And the strange thing is, here's the real strange thing: my butt is bleeding badly.
That was Don's.
Again, it's like a normal day.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the back of this this police vehicle. He's up now, talking to the other two people, the people that were in the middle. And I'm looking at the business end of a shotgun that's sitting there. You know how they have them mounted and stuff like that?
Right.
Now he's walking up to my car. I think I can probably get out of the police car now. I hope I'm not going to risk anything, but, he happens to listen to the show, so I'm going to get out of the cop car right now.
Here. Mr. O'Mara, get back in the car.
Can you still hear me?
You sure limp.
Here you
okay,
fine.
I'm going to walk up now and
limp with that walk.
Yeah, my back does hurt.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely right, your back hurts.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, Rob?
Let me offer you this.
What's that, buddy?
Do you have any tingling in your extremities?
You're the people that were in the middle of the accident. Hi, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
Do I have your permission to put you on the air?
Sure do.
All right.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him, Mike.
Okay, you feeling okay?
Yeah, all right.
Sounds like a parade for me.
All right, very good. Do you want to say hi?
Put him on the phone with me.
She's the one that might be in the most trouble, so I'm not going to let her say hi.
No.
All right. There we go. Hold on a second. And now I'm moving over. The officer probably doesn't want to say hi right now, but no, he's shaking his head no.
No.
You don't think you could hit your siren for us, could you? He said, one second. He's in the middle of doing this. I don't think he appreciates the fact that I'm still entertaining.
Can you,
Yeah, you'll get an autograph later, sir. Thank you.
Can you put the guy...
Wonderful day for an accident.
The guy who would talk to you, will you put him on the phone with me?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you want to go on the phone with him?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Sir, you want to talk to Mr. Geronimo? He wants to interview. He probably wants to get your side of the story. Hello?
I want to tell you something right now, you son of a bitch. Mike is important to me. And Mike tells me that he has no feeling in his feet, he has no feeling in his arms, his buttocks are badly bruised, and all I have to say to you is, I will see you in court. Good day to you, sir. You have damaged a national treasure.
That's right.
Do you hear me?
I do.
Are you a homeowner?
But it wasn't my fault.
Are you a homeowner?
No, I'm not.
You rent.
Why, were you going to try to take my house?
That's, you're goddamn right. Your house, all of your belongings. Do you have any children?
No, I don't. All I own is a bicycle.
Well, you better get used to walking. Because we're taking that bicycle. Look at that man in front of you right now. That,
I know, his feet are shaking right now.
That beautiful man. And you realize he's going to be doing the show today in a wheelchair.
I know that.
Because of you.
And I'm very sorry for that.
You're an unfit citizen. That's what you are. You are an unfit citizen. Oh, you disgust me. I spit on you. I spit on you. Didn't you see the big sign on the back of the car that says Mike O'Mara?
Celebrity.
No, I didn't.
How could you miss it? It's in neon lights. What is your... What? I'm afraid I'm going to have to racially profile here.
Yes.
What is your ethnicity?
What are you saying to him?
Ethnicity.
What I see is him grinning. I took the phone from him. What's going on?
Mike, I am simply...
I demand to know.
I am simply telling him you have no feeling in your feet, no feeling in your toes. Your back is hurt. You're a national treasure. You're going to have to do the show on a wheelchair today.
He was grinning. I will tell you this. The location of this accident, and for those of you that are in Prince William County, it's at Route 29, just past Route 55. I am not kidding you.
Come on out and buy a T-shirt.
I've seen close to 4 accidents. I mean, everybody's doing what this woman did, which was, you know, it comes up on a quick stop, nobody's paying attention, and bam, that's what happens. But I'll tell you, I'm composed now, but I was crying like a baby when it first happened.
Of course.
I know you were.
Just sobbing. I actually was on the phone with a friend of mine, Paul, the bass player in my band, and I said, hey, listen, I gotta go. I'm about to get hit. That's how easily I saw it coming.
Mike, is she on her period?
Which one?
The woman who started it, was she on her period?
The woman who started it, if I can be quite honest with you, is very upset, and I don't care to upset her anymore. I'm going to wave at her right now.
Do you think she's able to have a period anymore?
She's okay. We're all friends out here.
Is she able to have a period?
I don't think we should talk about that. That's not a good idea. I think I'll see if she wants to say anything.
Mike?
If she doesn't, that's okay.
You're the one who was wrong.
You don't want to talk on the radio, do you? No, she's shaking her head. No, she doesn't want to say anything.
Just look at her.
But she is aware, I think, becoming aware that she's been involved in hitting a national treasure.
Yeah. Okay.
And I like that. I'm going to use that line, incidentally, the national treasure line. So I'm being well-behaved. The cops being very, very polite, letting me walk around and do all these... Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
What?
That was a big truck that just went too close. Slow down.
Was the sign on the back of your car?
I swear to God, Don. A semi-truck just had to pull over into the right lane to avoid hitting somebody.
Wow.
Everybody is getting into an accident. Oh, God. Man, oh, man.
Was the sign?
I want to get out of this side of the road because that's the fifth time now that it's almost happened.
This is like the Hindenburg tape.
Was the sign on the back of your car damaged? The sign that says Mike O'Mara, disc jockey?
Yeah, it was. In fact, it was on the left side where I have Mike O'Mara t-shirts for sale. Right above the exhaust was completely scraped. Now what it's got is Mike O'Mara tail. So it's some sort of drinking bumper sticker, and I'm tipped off about that more than anything else.
Mike, it sounds like
I'd like to urge everybody, just go ahead and give me a honk if they're coming by. That would be wonderful.
It sounds like you're still in harm's way, Mike. Could you ask the cop for a motorcade to escort you to work?
I am, this is not safe being over the side of the road, because everybody's doing, don't look at me, sir.
Mike, can you over... Ask for, not right now, of course, but when you're done with the paperwork...
Of course.
Ask for a motorcade to bring
ask
you into work. Say, a motorcade.
An escort.
A motorcade, an escort, yes, that's an idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know how far he can go, because I'm very close to the line.
Yeah.
But let me see, I think I have to give him my paperwork. I'm going to ask him if I can go on my way.
Mike, are you in the convertible today?
Yes, I am, Rob.
Rich guy car.
Because then it would be good while you're in the motorcade, you could wave to your fans as you come into work.
If I get somebody to drive it for me, I could sit on the back of the seat.
Then he might get
like Miss America does.
He might get shot in the head, though.
No. It wouldn't happen. The danger is the cars, not
but
the fans.
I was a little shaken at first, but I'm doing okay right now.
Good.
I'm feeling a little nauseous, and I need a cocktail is what I need. I need more than anything else.
We're going to have to examine those underpants when you get here.
Oh, no.
Well, there's a chance you could have something cold with ice in it when I get there. I should be leaving here momentarily, which would get me there in about a half an hour. So,
all right, well,
bear with me.
Take your time.
I know there's much frivolity and fun on a Friday down at Mike's show.
That's right.
All right, well, thank
you. If you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to call.
And let me just point out that I am showing you right now much more warmth and much more caring and compassion than you have ever shown me, and you've not even noticed. Now I realize that you've got all this going on, but listen,
Don, I'm in shock.
Listen to my throat.
Now, don't think for a second that I don't appreciate the through you. Hi, how are you? Oh, I didn't mean to say through you, sir. That was just a friendly wave.
Listen to my voice. Listen to how much better my voice is.
It is.
I think you're being very sensitive and very, very caring, and I think that's very good. You know what? I'm not kidding you. I am very anxious to get out of here.
Sure.
Because of the fact that this accident I was involved in has happened probably close to six times since we got in our little fender bender here.
Crisis.
Fender bender that resulted in just a little.
So there have been six other accidents since you were in your accident?
There have been probably close to six others.
They need to they should build a police station on that corner.
Hold on.
I don't know how they should.
It's an outbreak.
Combat it because what it is, it's what, hey buddy, how you doing? Nice to see you. It's one of those deals where the traffic backs up very quickly because of the red light, and everybody, like this truck, is going very fast. And then they have to, hey, how you doing? And they have to, get themselves braking very quickly.
Have there been six actual...
Hey, Don, you know what?
What?
We are really popular. This is fantastic.
Have there been six actual accidents or six near accidents?
Six near accidents. Now, I see, that warmth just went out of your voice a little bit. That you sounded like you got a little testy at me just because I wasn't listening, Karen.
No. I just want to make sure that the story is accurate because that's an even bigger story.
No, there haven't been any, not six. John, now really, could there be any bigger news than me getting in an accident?
No.
Yeah, it's on the wire now. Just coming over.
What did you say, Rob?
I was asking if there was anything on the wire yet.
I hope so. I know that they should... Well, I think maybe I see a TV news helicopter coming over here right now.
Sky Fox.
National Treasure, Michael Mara.
Narrowly avoids death.
Yeah.
Well, how are you, baby? Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, he's
fantastic.
He's making lemonade.
He's fine.
All right.
There are some very nice ladies out here driving by, too.
See you when you get here.
Okay, you take care of you. Hello.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes, everybody. The news headline.
Thank God he's all right.
Mike O'Mara is alive.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara is alive.
He's alive.
He lives.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Dad, I'm Mike Sonny Roast Beef here.
Hi, Sonny Roast Beef.
Yeah, I want to know, did Mike get pulled over because he tried to ram his Mercedes convertible into an abutment on the side of the road?
No, nothing like that, sir.
No.
Hey, do we still have that tape somewhere? Do you have that Frank Gifford tape somewhere, Rob? Can you find that?
When Frank thought he was losing Kathy Lee.
Here we go.
I thought seriously about driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in the abutment on the side.
Mike O'Mara's comment to the police. Mr. O'Mara?
And I'm down the phone. What's Kill saying about when you can count the end easier than you can count the beginning?
No, Mike, just tell us what happened during the accident. Rob, could you cue that one back up again? Because I'm the cop now. All right, Mr. Romero, your little sports car is damaged. Can you tell us what happened?
I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Well, thank God. Thank God you're okay.
Don.
Yeah.
Sunny roast beef, check it out.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye, Sonny Roast Beef. Okay, well, listen, Mike will be here as soon as he can.
Mm-hmm.
What, Robbie?
Sonny Roast Beef calls an awful lot.
He sure does.
Almost every day.
We're so glad that Mike is okay,
but
so sad that he's going to miss today's Newsmaker of the Week.
Yeah.
You know, generally we get no guests. For us, Anton Fig is a big deal.
Yes, he is.
Anton Big, Anton Zip.
Mm-hmm.
But today, as always on Friday, somehow we managed to pull out the biggest name.
I don't know how you do it.
The biggest headline maker. And now... Mike, Newsmaker of the Week. Let me just say, watch yourselves. There's a lady in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to the big, the beautiful, the brainy, the best thing to happen to reality TV since Dog Eat Dog. Here she is. Wow. Miss Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah. Hey, did you just fart or did I?
It wasn't me. It must have been you, Anna.
Of course. I recognize that unique odor mixture of undigested food, feminine odor, and fickle urgency. Ah, yes, it was me.
Anna, everybody wants to know, why are you doing this Ozzy Osbourne ripoff show on the E! Channel?
Dumbass DJ, why are you doing this Carl Shannon-type ripoff show?
Touché. Anna, what is it like being followed around all day with cameras hounding you?
Okay, you know, except when my finger gets stuck.
When your finger gets stuck? Where?
Well, my nose, ear, belly button, anus. That's it. Anus. Lawyer's anus, true Hollywood story anus, Steve Kometko anus, Jonah Melissa Rivers anus. Mike O'Mara busting Red Sox anus. You know, that's normally where my thumb ends up.
Anna, why did you agree to do this type of show?
Well, same reason I married that old feed.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? I mean, that guy you married who was older than dirt.
You mean Buzz Burbank? No, I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. My ex-husband was much younger than Buzz, but he had my money.
And what was his name?
Major Bill Smith?
No, it wasn't Major Bill. Come on, really. What was his name?
I don't know. Jesus, I got some pimples on my ass screaming to be popped. Got a sharp pencil?
No, I don't have a sharp pencil. How about a stick?
Yeah, that'll do it. Make it a big one, you know, like a 2x4, baby doll.
Well, here you go. A 2x4 fresh from the Home Depot.
Ah, blessed relief. That's the stuff. Hear that? Is the sound of fresh pine mixed with a sudden downpour of pus.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
But Brian didn't call for this in his dumbass forecast. Jesus Christ, I've ruined another pair of shoes.
Oh. Anna. Anna.
Uh-huh. Yes, Asa.
Did you call me Asa?
Never mind. Do you have any sausage hanging around?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, I have some. Here's some bratwurst from underneath my left bosom. You know, now all I need is some hot, spicy mustard.
Where will you get that hot, spicy mustard from?
Well, from the all-night convenience store known as my underpants.
God damn, those are some, huge underpants.
Wow.
Where do you get underpants that big?
Spencer Gift. They're really a gag item.
They made me gag.
Ha, ha, ha. Uh-huh. Here's my put down. Your show makes me gag. You know, I haven't gagged this bad since my last honeymoon.
All right, now let's talk about this. The guy you married, the rich guy. Did you actually have sex with that old fossil?
You mean Gigon Liddy?
No. Your late husband.
Oh, yes, I did him. You know, his sweet release looked like emptying a pixie stick.
No.
You know, it's all dusty, very arid. Captain, I'm telling you, man, it smelled like baby powder.
Oh.
I topped all the way to the bank.
Anna, everyone wants to know, how is your health? You appear to be slurring quite a bit on your TV show.
Well, I eat a lot of rum cake, and I have a yeast infection to beat the band.
All right, now, hold on. I understand the rum cake, but how would a yeast infection affect your speech?
Well, I got so much yeast, I'm sweating beer. That's right. I can taste it in my throat right now. And hey, Mike, if you're listening, want to suck on my bra? Tastes like I'm still light.
Oh, you are a big woman.
You are a low-rent disc jockey. Say, how's Anton Fig doing, huh? Great booking, ass wife. What's the matter? Was Rupert G from the Hello Deli busy? How about those two terrorists who run that souvenir stand? You know, damn, your show stinks. Well, they're my tampon.
And Nicole Smith is our guest. We are discussing her reality TV show, and
Wait. My tampon has just fallen out. Let me find it. You know it when you see it. It looks like a giant red feather duster. Come out, wherever you are.
Are you worried, Anna?
No, my tampon tries to escape all the time. Who wants to donate their sweat socks to a worthy cause?
Oh, no.
I'm flowing like the Potomac River over here, for Christ's sake.
No.
And where are the pictures I was supposed to see? Huh? Would someone give me a cheesecake? I got to do a long-distance dedication, and I got to talk about my lost tampon. Would someone get Don on the phone for me?
I'm right here, Anna.
That's the problem. I can't believe I'm on your crap show. When I get back to L.A., I'm going to give my Jew lawyer a piece of my mind.
Oh, no. I hope it's a small piece.
You've got the small piece of brain, I mean, you are... I'm mad that I tried to get over the rainbow and I couldn't. So what? Do you ever find corn in your stool?
She is ramful. Do I ever find corn in my stool, huh?
Yeah, you know, in your BM. You know, I'm from Texas. Everything's bigger from Texas. I mean, I have passed full ears of beautiful, white, silver queen corn before. Want to see?
No.
Well, F you, F-ball. My beautiful corn will go on without you. And Jesus, get your staff searching for my tampon. I mean, what does a girl have to do to get a large absorbent towel over here? I'm sleeping on my own entrance over here. Look down on the floor. I'm over here now. Oh, blood. I see pus, corn, teeth, West Nile virus bugs, cheesecake from the Olive Garden. I'm in heaven.
Oh. And that all came from where?
From between my Texas-style ham hocks, partner.
Wow.
How about you bring over some biscuits and sub some of my goodness?
I don't want to do that. No. No thanks, Anna. Anna, Nana, Bobana, Banana, Fofana, me, my, Mo, Anna. But I will gladly make an announcement for ye. Attention, gang. Bring over your biscuits before it gets cold and congeals over here.
Listen, douchebag who performs a bar mitzvah for jewelry. You know, I've got to go. I've got an important appointment with two bottles.
Two bottles?
You badass. It's almost PMB time, you know, pills and booze. Do you know if a quality drug is who could make me a Percocet smoothie?
Well, he's standing right next to you. Have you met Buzz?
I met him a moment ago. But right now he's gasping for air, you know, as he appears to be drowning in my pool of femininity below my man feet.
Anna, why aren't you drowning?
Well, with these big, floppy cow tits, I float like a butterfly. Butter. That's right. F margarine. I love butter. And lard. And bacon. But just the fat, though.
Can you stay for a while longer, Anna Nicole Smith?
No. I've got to go on with my fabulous L.A. lifestyle. Hooray for Hollywood.
No. You are too hot. I've never said this before to a newsmaker, but you must stay for the entire show today.
Don, I can't.
Anna, you must.
God damn it. Now, this is Timmy now. No more Anna stuff. This is Timmy. Every Friday, Don, Bobby gets pissed because I'm down here doing your gay little playlist. You know, and frankly, just like all the others, this gag has gone way too long. There hasn't been a decent laugh since the tampon falling out bit.
Timmy, Anna, your candor is refreshing, but really it saddens me.
Well, let's cut our losses and part as friends now.
All right, Timmy. Done and done. I guess I will see you on the third floor after the show today.
Well, I doubt it. You know, I don't care for your company because it might be awkward.
Hey, Timmy.
What?
Full-blown AIDS?
No. Not this week, Don. Not this week. Let's just put this abortion to bed and look forward to next Friday.
You got it, Timmy Obibinay.
Well, Anna, Timmy, whatever, Captain. Hey, I hear next week I'm Elvis, right?
Yes, next week you're going to be Elvis for Elvis Death Day.
Well, that will suck, too. Boy, you and that ass Rob. You know, not too predictable, huh? Gotta go, ass. Good day to you, sir.
But Timmy, Anna, what about all the quality programming on the E-Network?
I said good day!
That is the Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week.
Wow. It is wet in here.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Wow. She's even uglier in person.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Timmy straddling the line.
Yes.
Straddling the line, pulling back the curtain.
That's right. Between fiction and reality.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, I'm Anna Nicole Smith Tampon.
Oh, we were just looking for you.
Please don't put me back. It's so much better out here. I can't take it anymore.
We were just looking for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is Mike okay?
Ah, the crying guy. Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
He'll be all right.
Was he was in an accident?
Yes, he was.
Was it the drinking again?
No. He says he was not drinking.
But it sounded like the police. The police had him. In a car or something.
Yeah, but I think that's just normal procedure.
They're going to let him go.
But what about the crap t-shirts?
The crap t-shirts? You know, I don't know. I don't know what happened
to blood.
I don't know.
I didn't get my crap. I'm Romelia.
Pull yourself together,
it'll,
sir.
It'll be okay.
Is your throat okay?
Is what?
Is your throat okay?
Oh, thank you for asking. My throat is much better today.
Happy anniversary, okay, buddy?
Thank you very much.
Buzz.
Yes. Buzz. Oh, Buzz.
Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Have you got any weed, man?
If it'll help, yes. The crying man.
I forgot that's always his out, Buzz, if you got weed.
That's his cure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Donnell.
This is not Donnell Washington.
No.
Donnell Valentine.
Or Donnell Valentine.
Not him either.
No, this is not the original.
I know I speak for everybody here in Sacramento when I say happy birthday, Grant Napier.
Well,
I don't know.
Now I take it back. Maybe it is the original guy.
You know, it's really sort of sad when such a fabulous bitch comes impersonator.
No.
The burping guy.
Not a bad impression.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't settle for a fake.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys rock today. And Anna was just wonderful.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
Lovely.
I'm here to tell you, man.
She's
you know
lovely.
How you know when it's her time of the month?
How?
Your mattress is missing.
Oh. F you. F you.
Thank
F you. F you. I wish you were in the rear of Mike's car before
it
the accident.
It would have been fun, man.
Really. I wish you were in Mike's trunk. I wonder who was in Mike's trunk today, incidentally.
Who did he have wrapped up back there?
Well, I got Carrie today, so it's not her.
And I know it's not Frida because I got her today. Is Marcia around?
I think she's all right,
Has anyone seen Lisa today?
Yeah, she was here this morning.
Okay.
Was Mike out clubbing last night?
Might be Colette.
Hello, Dr. Mike's show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Well, Mike's fighting for his life right now, sir.
Triage.
Oh, man. I hope he wins. I hope he wins. We need Mike.
Yes, we do.
Win.
Go, Mike.
I'm winning.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz, how you doing, Buzz?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm winning.
I'm winning.
I'm winning.
Buzz, help him out.
Help who out?
Help Mike out.
I'd have to leave to do that. I need to stay here and do the show.
How is weed going to help Mike? Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Exactly.
Hello. Turn your radio down, please. For the love of Jesus Christ who died for your sins. Oh, or just hang up,
it's
ass.
It's easier just to hang up.
Hang up, dumb ass. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, I got a joke.
No. Listen, here's the deal with jokes.
No jokes.
No, no. You can tell a joke if you give Lisa or Joe your telephone number.
Right.
And then if we don't laugh at the joke, we give out your phone number on the radio.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. I mean, if it's a funny joke, we'll laugh.
The only way we can be sure.
I call back from home. It's my work cell phone number.
Your work cell phone number. Well, I mean, you obviously do not have the conviction in the joke.
You got to believe in the joke.
Yeah, believe in it.
Right?
Yeah, right. I get a number.
Right.
You'll call from home.
I tell you what, when you write funny jokes like Rob and I do for that Newsmaker of the Week, then you call back. You know, that's when you get your official funny guy card.
He wants
that's
to
when you're in the funny guy club.
And great job on that today, Don.
And Rob, right back at you.
Thank you.
When you write killer stuff like that.
Tampon jokes?
And you're probably wondering, Don, Rob, how long did it take you guys to bang that stuff out?
How long, really?
What was it yesterday, 30 minutes maybe?
If that.
Because we were interrupted by phone calls and people coming in the office.
The Gags Gang constantly bothering us. Say, more pus jokes.
The perfect bit.
Don and Mike's show.
Hi, can you guys give Joe Ottinger a raise?
No.
No.
Joe Ottinger rules.
This is Joe's only fan.
And can you guys give me his home phone number? Because he won't tell it to me.
Joe's home phone number?
Yeah, he won't tell it to me. He keeps offering me Mike's, but I don't need the, you know, Holiday Inn number.
Hasn't it been disconnected?
Joe Ardinger.
But you know what? Also,
is he
also
even on the list? He's not even on the employee list.
The employee list. We
have
I have to go away today because I have to do my weekend today over at the county jail.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if maybe I could come in and see you guys.
You have to go to the weekend at the county jail?
Anyway, I just did here for
the weekend there.
Hold on just a second. How mad would Joe be if I really gave this guy his home phone
probably
number?
Probably pretty peeved.
Pretty mad?
Yeah.
Do you really want Joe's home phone number?
I don't think so. He seems to like me. We talk a lot.
Do you really? Joe, don't say that on the intercom. Joe said he would give out my phone number. Joe, you give out my phone number, you're fired.
Oh, it's come to that.
No, you know what?
Come on in here.
Don't you like your job?
Come on in here, Joe. Come here. Because you got to be able to hear the conversation with Joe.
Here's Joe.
You can't spell smartass without ASS. He has no sealed tail. He's so hard, Joe.
So I say, I'm going to give out your phone number. And Joe says on the thing I hear in my headphones, I'll give out your phone number.
He did say that.
And I say, well, you do that and I'll fire you. And Joe says,
so?
Now, what kind of attitude is that?
Actually, Charlie Broyhill's back there. We're having a good time in the producer's room.
Oh, so it's like old days.
I guess so.
Old days. All right. Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
So Joe tells me how integral he is to the show and everything, and I don't think you guys treat him right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's the cog that keeps the engine moving.
Yep.
He's the WD-40 of the Don and Mike Show.
And
Joe Arden.
It's that judgment that's going to have you in jail this weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, my name's Carl Malone.
Yes, hi, Carl.
Wow.
How is Mike? I'd like to talk to Mike.
Mike is
my name's Carl Malone.
Yes, I know. Carl Malone from the Utah Jazz?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm sir.
NBA great.
Really?
Well, hello there.
Why, hello there. My name's Carl Malone. I play for the Utah Jazz.
Right. I got okay.
Not going to work.
I got that. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I want to get through Don a question.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say, was Mike, I think he was trying to get some extra money and just, he was selling his T-shirts on the road and the lady hit him.
You know, who knows what the real story is there, sir? All I know is that Mike is a national treasure. He's been desperately injured.
Right.
And we will sue for every penny we can get.
not just the other people in the accident, but the law. We'll sue the law.
The state of Virginia.
Right. Sue the country.
Sue the United States of America.
Omera v. USA.
Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, yes, I'd like to speak to Buzz.
I'm here.
Is that Carl Malone?
Hey, Buzz, we have a celebrity death. Someone just died a couple hours ago, and I don't know his original name, but it was Stymie from Buckwheat's friend. You know? Now, we have a problem with that. I could take you, and you know what? I could see you all right through the window right now. I'm crushing your head.
Hold on a second. It's news.
Here's Radio 156. Yes. Headline news.
Now, who am Dad?
I am crushing your head right now.
No.
You right through the window, and I have a crush in your head. Stymie from Buckwheat's friend.
From our gang, the Little Rascal.
The Little Rascal.
Right. Yeah, he just passed away.
Did the obit list his last name?
No.
No, it wouldn't have, because it's a false obit. He died like 10 years ago.
Oh, did he really, Rob?
Stymie,
you know, I could crush your head, too. I'm crushing your head right now. Whatever your name is, from Farish Auto Dealership.
That's Farish of Manassas. Thank you.
Stop it.
Hello, Don.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Alex from Woodbridge. I know you can't say the S word on the show, but what if you say the phrase, please sit, in Sean Connery's voice, so it sounds like this. Please sit.
Would be legal, but it would not be. I would be violating my trust with the home listener.
Right.
To provide the best show that I can provide every day.
All right, well, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you. Never call me again. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. I'd like to make a comment and tell you how much more wonderful the show sounds with you there by yourself.
Right.
Another divide and conquer.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
That's my dream, incidentally, to go back working by myself. Right. That's my lifelong dream. I only did that for nearly 20 years.
Right.
You know, trust me. It's much better with Mike. Hello.
Donnie.
Don and Mike.
You can't even say that, much less do it.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. Much like the guy who calls and says, hey, you effing faggots.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That guy I'm going to put on the regular rotation.
Yes.
Because he calls and he asks if he can eat my P.U.
Your female primary sexual characteristic.
Yes.
Now, what if you had called and said that like Sean Connery?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Is that okay?
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to see if I could volunteer to give blood for Mike.
Yes, Mike's blood type is Ragu.
Oh,
his blood type is .10.
It wasn't mine.
What's his blood type?
.10.
Don and Mike, hello. He's going to be real pissed when he gets here now.
No, he's too woozy to be pissed.
Woozy. Hello, Don and Mike. What is going on here? Hello.
Hello.
Is the porn lady here, Rob?
I believe so.
Oh, then we got a break. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I was wondering if you have any kind of cream for scrotal itch.
Wow. Yes, but unfortunately, all of it was in the trunk of Mike's car.
Is it possible for me to have that applied?
Again, Mike carries it around in his car. Just gallons of the stuff. Big 3-gallon jugs.
You don't seem to understand, Don. I know that you're an empathetic person and so forth, but my scrotum really, really itches.
Yes. And again, I'm telling you, Mike has the same problem, and Mike carries around gallons of the stuff with him. But it's all in the trunk of his car.
Get some for your trunk.
And he was just involved in a major accident.
Do you think that perhaps Mike will be available Monday to provide the cream?
Yes. Now, I don't know the extent of the damage to his car.
What again?
I don't know how the jars of the anti...
If you could please, I'm shaved and I look like
cream.
A small boy.
Okay, you look like a small boy.
I didn't need to know
thank
that.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Bye.
Goodbye. They're out there today, aren't they?
I'll call Monday.
Please do.
Please do.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to
that.
I won't sleep all weekend. Mike is on the telephone. Hello, Mike.
The cream wasn't damaged.
Oh, good.
I've got two cases of it, and we're all set.
Great. Well, the guy's calling back on Monday.
All right. Well, I'm almost home.
Okay, good.
I will see you when I get there. I seem to have some slurred speech, though.
Oh, no.
Wow.
It seems to have affected my speech pattern.
Right. Hey, Mike. Remember this.
Yes?
You're winning.
I'm winning!
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Mike gets here. Why don't you dial recklessly, you animals, and be the 100th caller now. 877-365-3636. Celebrity burp number 5.
Right.
And it's down today to... $125.
I was gonna say we did 500 yesterday, didn't we?
No, it was 250 yesterday.
It was 250 yesterday. No, let's do 125.
125 it is.
Well, no, Rob, you're right.
No,
200.
200.
200.
200.
And a new clue. But I think I'll give the clue this time.
We need a clue.
What would your clue be, Rob? What would your clue be?
I was gonna unveil the big granddaddy clue. about his major motion picture release coming up.
You know, that's a good one. We'll go with that. And this is no lie.
Okay. Major motion picture release coming up.
He is a major motion picture star.
Okay.
And he has a major release coming out. When is it? Coming out before Labor Day, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. Big movie. He's going to be in. He's a featured player in a big movie that's coming out very soon. Buzz, are you writing down an answer?
I have a guess based on that and the previous clues.
Wayne Knight?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
from
Newman?
From Seinfeld.
No, it's not Newman.
Okay, all right.
Not Newman. Yeah, not a bad guess. Be the 100th caller now, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Yeah.
This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on.
Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. A brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
Not to mention all the excitement of Mike's accident that we're going to be in Philly 1 week from today. Doing a Las Vegas-style show at someone's house. Howdy, Mike.
Hello there.
And we're going to be reading more faxes today.
Directly assistant.
Pick a winner next week. Fax number 800-636-6410 because the Las Vegas-style show is coming to someone's home in Philadelphia. And you do not have a stroke.
I'm fine.
You do not have a stroke.
I'm fine.
You do have a gash.
A gash?
On your forehead.
A gash.
A
gash. Yeah, yeah. I didn't tell you one pertinent piece of information, which
that
is really the reason for the gash. I wasn't wearing seatbelt.
Weren't you really?
No, I wasn't. That's probably why I probably wouldn't have gotten the gash if because I mean it was a you'll see, I'll show it to you when we leave. The rear bumpers caved in on the lower part, but it's not anything, you know, like totaled or anything. It's just a little dent. And the impact, if I'd had my seatbelt on, I probably wouldn't have gone forward.
That's right.
Into the visor, which is what gashed my head the way it did. But you know what? The nicest bunch of people you could ever get into an accident with. They could not have been friendlier.
Oh, no airbag?
No airbag discharge, no.
Wow.
No.
Surprised.
No. Yeah, that's not good, is it?
I mean, it really should
have. It should have,
yeah.
Yeah, it didn't.
Someone else we can sue.
That's right.
Yeah, just more and more, and I've got all the information, and during the commercial breaks, I'll be, calling the various attorneys and mounting what will be probably one of the greatest lawsuits in the history of Virginia.
As Rob said, it's O'Mara versus USA.
Versus USA. I think that's how high it has to go,
yeah.
And it's frustrating, but I'm going to be suing the maker of the road.
Well, that'll be good.
That's something that you guys didn't mention when I was driving in here, and I did get a chance to listen on the way in, and for that one caller that called in, F you.
Oh, come on, Mike, come on.
I'm always listening. I'm always reacting.
Don't forget to see your automaker, PT Cruiser.
Hello.
The PT Cruiser with the scrotum cream in the back.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, I'd like to guess the celebrity burp.
Right, you're the 100th caller, and what's your name?
It's Don Moore.
All right, Don, where are you from?
I am from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
You've won the Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring DVD and movie soundtrack. For more information, go to lordoftherings.net. Now, you're going to play for $500.
$200. Okay. I didn't hear your clue.
The clue is, and an excellent clue, a true clue, he is featured in a major motion picture still to open this summer.
Oh, I know who it is.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's Wayne Knight.
That is you.
Always have that radio turned up.
You're funny,
yes,
you. That's your clue.
He's all right.
We'll give you 15 seconds, please. Don't answer till Mike sings like
Crash Test Dummies. No, Robert Goulet.
Why don't you do the Crash Test Dummies? Do you remember that dumb song?
No, I don't.
It would
have the odds are in my favor.
Yeah. All right, wow. Here we go. $200. Who is it?
Ed McMahon.
Negative.
Oh, we're sorry.
I thought I had it from yesterday's clue worth more than a dollar.
Yep. Nope, sorry, not Ed McMahon. But Not a bad clue. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Clue for you. For you. Now, wheel in Chloe.
Ah, now what's going on here?
Well, she's a porn star.
We have a porn star? Do we have a seat for her?
Yeah. She's a Anal Queen 2001.
Anal Queen 2001?
She's won.
That's incredible.
And she can fit anywhere.
She's won 10.
Here she comes now.
Adult Video Network Awards, including Female Performer of the Year and Best Actress.
Wow. She seems to have toys with her, too.
She's been in almost 400 pornos.
She's wearing, like, a big hat and sunglasses. She's all covered up.
She directs. She stars.
Now she's getting a towel out, too.
And she also was here to talk about free speech.
Chloe, that says excellent judgment, putting the towel on that seat there. Absolutely.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Wow. Handsome woman. You are.
You are a handsome woman.
Now, I understand that. Well, first off,
sorry for the gash on my head, Chloe. I was in a car accident.
Oh.
Yeah. I need a lot of sympathy. There she goes.
Well, you can't drop the F bomb. She just said, well, you should be wearing your effing seatbelt.
I wrote this on my hand, so I won't forget.
No swear.
I hadn't looked down on my hand yet.
Right.
You could just use the initials.
Yeah. Okay.
You could say to him, you should be wearing your effing seatbelt.
Get no effing sympathy then.
Well, I got rear-ended.
Darn it.
I got rear-ended, Chloe.
So
did
she. You still have a seatbelt on?
I understand, Dave.
So, listen, Chloe.
I've been rear-ended once or twice.
I bet.
About free speech.
Yes.
And your outstanding career in film. And congratulations on being the Anal Queen of 2001.
Thank you.
I believe the deal was we wanted you to get naked.
Yes, this is true.
And what Chloe's people said was she would get naked if you and I would strip down to our boxers.
No, there's absolutely no chance.
We will not, however.
But I hear that there's somebody named Joe.
Yes.
That might be interested in sharing a little exhibitionism with me.
Joe is willing.
Joe's a free spirit.
Joe Ardinger is willing.
Are you Joe? Sure.
Joe just comes stumbling in.
Right on cue, Joe. We want to see your boxers.
Wow.
So Joe Ardinger, let's hit his theme now.
How many films have you made, Chloe?
Over 390.
My God.
Yeah, 7 years.
That's a lot of anal.
Joe Ardinger.
All of them have anal in them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, incredible.
Yes.
You know, Chloe, I'm not going to lecture you.
So, Joe, why are you on my side? Why are you on my... Because there's a microphone.
It's not true. It's not true. Whatever you've heard about, like, the gay guys with...
No. All I want to just say is, that's where food comes out.
Now, Don's not a big fan of anal.
Is where... Chloe, you eat food.
Right.
You're now with the
your stomach acid digests the food.
And then you get rid of the waste, right? I'm aware of that.
And then you have a BM.
And that was with two teeth. But... It is also an incredible source of an entirely new type of orgasm, known as an anal orgasm. And what it does is it just pushes things against the G-spot through the... And it's amazing. And it's
Chloe, move over to this microphone because I am not...
World. I mean, and if you can get, like, you know, the vagina and the anus working at the same time, like with two people maybe.
Right.
Then it even gets more intense. But
I've seen movies with that.
But you give yourself an enema before you do anything on camera, obviously.
Yeah. So obviously.
Otherwise, that would be pretty nasty.
Obviously.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Right. Joe, why don't you strip down to your boxers?
Okay.
For Chloe.
There he is. He's in his underwear.
Okay. I guess now I have to.
My 12-pack abs.
I've been running around in a coat with nothing underneath it all day long.
Let's see.
Look at the body on this
beautiful naked girl.
God, you should be a porn star. Look at that. Wow.
Well, I'm lacking the chest to be an
actor. Yeah, but that's okay. I like that. I like that.
But you know what's good?
I like the real boobs.
Can I leave my hat on?
Yes.
Thank you.
And you have real boobs.
I do.
And they're real nice.
Thank you.
They're real nice. It's real nice to see a porn star with real boobs.
Absolutely. Well, how about those big, fat... Yours are horrible, Joe.
You got great... And the nice boxers there, too, Joe. Joe Boxer. I like that. Start a clothing line.
She likes that.
Chloe,
You know what? I'm going to give you the syphilis sore.
All right. What is that?
It's some kind of squeeze toy.
So you can tell all your friends that a porn star gave you a syphilis sore.
All right.
And it's a little like dog toy. Like a,
wow.
Like a squeaky thing.
My God.
Chloe, gosh. Wow, I'm looking at your resume and I can't get past the fact that you were Anal Queen 2001. How did you feel?
Wow. Yeah. You know, I felt like maybe it was time to take a step down and maybe give it on to, I think Jewel Denial won it this year, and more power to her.
Are you still making movies?
I still do make, I make six movies a year now. I star in six and I direct four. I'm actually a director now through VCA Pictures.
Wow.
For those wondering who Chloe looks like, I'll tell you, she looks like in the face, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a prettier Celine Dion. If Celine Dion didn't have that goddamn praying mantis face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Celine Dion was to squeeze her face down to a manageable level.
No, she is a classically beautiful woman. I mean, when I heard Anal Queen and I hear how many films, you would think she would look a little road weary, but not at all. She actually looks as pure as the driven snow.
Yeah, I don't look like a porn star.
No, you do.
The girl next door, hopefully.
You do. A little like Marilyn Chambers, too.
How did you get into porn?
There's the horniest man right over there on News
Bye, Chloe.
Oh,
look like nice, Marilyn nice Chambers, to too. Yeah.